What's good, fam? Hope you're having a blessed Sunday. It's my little bro, Key. He don't care about y'all. He don't care about y'all. Anyways, I don't know who needs to hear this right now, but God sees you, bro. He sees you. In year 605 BC, 605 years before Christ was born, King Nebuchadnezzar sets up an image over his nation, right? He was the king of Babylon. And he sets up this image and tells the entire nation to worship the image. And if they don't worship it, they will get tossed into a fiery furnace, right? And when the music starts playing and everything, everybody and their mama bow down to the image, bro. Everyone except for the three Hebrew boys whose names were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And so Nebuchadnezzar hears about this, right? And he starts bugging. He just starts tripping. He's like, what? These Jews don't know who I am. They don't know who I am, right? And so he's like, yeah, go toss them in the lake of fire. I don't care. Make an example of them. You know, matter of fact, make that thing seven times hotter. I don't even care, right? And so, like, these big old strong, like, buff guards, like, went ahead and, like, snagged Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and threw them into the fire. And the fire was literally so hot that the guards who threw them in there got sucked up into the fire, too. And so a little while goes by. And this is Nebuchadnezzar, right? He starts tripping. He's like, what? I thought I threw three people inside the fire. I see a fourth person in there. Like, what did I eat? Am I bugging? And he's like, the fourth person inside the fire kind of looks like the Son of God, right? And, you know, if y'all know the rest of the story, he lets them out of the fire. And he starts looking at their clothes. He starts smelling them. He's like, don't even look burnt. Don't even smell like smoke. Like, what's good? And my message really is that sometimes, you know, the Lord allows the fire. Sometimes God allows the fire. Sometimes he allows bad things to happen. Sometimes he allows the poverty. Sometimes he allows the fear. Sometimes he allows the anger problem. Sometimes he allows the unforgiveness. Don't worry, I'm coming down your road. Sometimes he allows the depression, the loneliness. Sometimes he allows the identity problems. Sometimes he allows the family problems. Sometimes he just allows bad things to happen. You know what I mean? And I can't stand here. I can't stand here and say, you know, like, he does it for this reason or he does it for that reason. But scripture tells us that his ways are higher than our ways. He has a reason for doing everything. Scripture also says, you know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9, it says, he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, will I rather boast in mine infirmities, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I don't know who needs to hear this, but God sees you, bro. Y'all have a blessed Sunday. Love y'all. Say peace.